and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have some very exciting news to announce.
Oh, shit, not again.
Speech impediment Matt got engaged over the weekend.
He did not.
He did.
And to a woman.
And that was the surprising part.
That's brilliant, Matt. So who was it?
My now fiancée, Helena.
Oh, yes.
We were down in Melbourne for the weekend, and I popped the question Friday night.
I've met Helena very, you know, many times.
I didn't even
times.
Know that he had a girlfriend.
Oh, you didn't? Are you
I'm
kidding?
I'm serious. Have I ever met her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, maybe ages ago.
Yeah, maybe ages ago.
So, Matt, how did
fantastic,
it happen?
Fantastic, Matt. We
were down in Melbourne for the weekend. I had it planned for a long time, and I organised
Why
a
would you
champ.
Plan to do it in Melbourne?
Oh, because, you know, out of Sydney and somewhere a little romantic weekend away. And I organised for a bloke from the hotel, like the concierge, to come in with a nice silver platter and a champagne. And
settle in, everyone. It sounds like a long story.
But anyway, she got the shits because she thought I'd bought this champagne and she hadn't ordered champagne and she wanted to send it back. And so
this is the one you want to spend the rest of your life with.
And I was so nervous. Instead of getting down on one knee, I got down on two knees.
And she thought, excellent. It's been a while since I've had this.
Oh, well, congratulations, Matt.
Tim, what do you sound exciting. Sad for?
I don't sound sad.
Well, when we said hello, we were like, good morning, and you were like,
I know, you were.
like a ship hello. In the distance.
No, I'm not sad.
What happened? What did you do for the weekend?
I went to the Hunter Valley for the weekend.
Oh, yeah? What's out there?
Stuff.
What'd you do?
You sound cagey.
Who'd
yes.
you go with?
Someone.
Who?
Oh.
Who?
Just a friend.
Oh, he sounds dodge-ass, doesn't he?
Say.
I'm going to probe him.
No, you're not. You're
Come
not
on.
Probing me at all.
Who was it? Would you rather not say?
I'd rather not say, yep.
Was it an older lover?
No. Not an older lover.
Is it a lover at all?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, he's got a lover.
Yeah.
That's probably, is this new?
I've kept it very quiet.
Right, so it's fresh.
Wow.
Oh, well, I've known this person for about 9 months, yeah.
Wow.
So Grindr buzzed on Friday and boom, off to the valley. Off to the valley.
Yeah.
Well,
congratulations
hope you had a good
to you.
Weekend.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
We did.
Off to New Zealand anytime soon?
No, we'll married? Stick it out here and just wait.
So we're going to play Instagram. It's back again. Instant grand you will win, but you've got to keep
thing
it.
Keep popping back week after week?
I do love it. 13 10 60. Give us a buzz if you want to play.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Kyle, Jackie, morning, everyone.
Talk money. Kyle and Jackie O's Instagram.
Rob is on the air this morning down in Wollongong. Morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Very good. First of all, let me say congratulations. You've won yourself $1,000. You've got an Instagram right there Woo-hoo. In your hand.
Yeah.
That's yours. Mm. It cannot be taken away from you.
Oh, yes, it can. That's the whole point of the game.
Lie, Kyle.
No, he's got to work for it.
Yeah, you've got to try and keep it now, Rob. We've got four categories. It's up to you what you put on each category, okay? How much you get to keep. All right, your first one is resignations. Ooh, resignations. How much you want it? That's like obviously
someone...
Is that
really a category?
No, stop.
Category one, resignations.
Let's go $200.
$200, okay, no
Betting
worries.
$200 on it. Four seconds to get the answer.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, in which year did Pope Benedict the 16th resign?
Quick. 2005.
No.
2013. It was just recently, remember?
No, was it?
Remember when the new Pope, yeah.
Remember when the new Pope came?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm so Catholic, aren't I?
That's okay. You've got 800 left to play with. We've lost 200 so far. Next category, the Oscars.
I have a feeling I'm going to lose everything. Let's just go 500 with the Oscars.
No.
500 on the line for what looks to be a very difficult Oscars question. 4 seconds to answer it. Jackie, the question, please.
Which foreign language film won Best Picture in 2012?
Oh, God.
I have no idea.
A very famous film, The Artist. I think it even almost... Did it win Best Picture as well?
You look at me as if I'm going to have any idea.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I've got no clue.
It's the only foreign language film I remember. Never mind, Rob. What have we got left? 300. You've got two categories left, okay? Sport is the next one. Sport.
Let's just go to 300.
Oh, so you're not even going to wait for the last one? Okay.
Bet a dollar.
No, I have to do 100.
Why don't you do 299 so you've at least got a dollar left for the last one?
No, that's all right. We'll go 300.
Okay, all right, here we go. Which sport is referred to as the game they play in heaven?
Think for these questions.
I don't know, but I've never heard of this.
Blame Pretty wrote all these.
What was the question? Which sport is referred to as the game they play in heaven?
Rugby union.
What wanker came up with the answer rugby union? Is that real?
You know
Pretty,
what?
Is that you, Pretty?
That's real.
Oh, Mr. Pretty played rugby union.
Okay.
The guy's won nothing now, Pretty.
I'm going to give you the last one and just out of interest to see if you would have got it, okay?
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Animated film.
All right.
The characters of Scar, Mufasa and Simba appear in which animated film?
The Lion King.
Oh, you would have won the lot. We would have been celebrating and saying, you've won the thousands. But no. Mate, those first three were very hard, Rob. I'd be complaining to the Australian Broadcasting Authority. That's just not fair. It's almost stacked against you, the odds. Game they play in heaven, rugby union. Have you ever heard that before?
Never heard that.
And my cousins play rugby union.
Have you heard that, Tim?
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's just us.
Rugby union, guys. Oh, when we die, we're still going to play rugby union in heaven. The game they play in heaven.
It's very elitist. They all wear their little boating shoes.
Can I have a quarter of an orange to
pants.
Eat, please? Oh, we came out trumps in the end.
Okay, well, coming up next, we've got a round of bone news. I'm sorry, Rob. Sorry.
That's all right.
Rob is spewing.
Yeah,
that was entertaining.
Another listener lost from Today FM. Sorry, Rob.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Morning, everyone. It's a little bit of old news for us now.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Jay-Z, you're going to be able to smell like him too because he's releasing a perfume. So. Yeah, and
Jay-Z smells good. I don't want that to sound weird.
I don't know what is.
I've smelt him.
Well, apparently he's been in creative meetings for a long time about this, and he said he wants it to smell nothing like any other celebrity fragrance. So I don't know how he's going to achieve that exactly, because at the end of the day, how do you make it that unique?
Well, you know what? They all smell like all perfumes have got a different smell,
they
right?
Do.
But they all smell like perfumes
that's
colognes
right. Yeah.
Or whatever.
There's always the same kind of notes and, you know, what do they usually say? You know, the upper notes and the lower notes. And
what are you talking about? Are you talking about music?
No, in a fragrance.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I've never heard that.
They usually use the same. They just combo it different. So there'll be jasmine, gardenia, you know, there'll be musk. They combo it different to get a different smell. But at the end of the day, you're still playing with the same scent.
Same sort of variety of ingredients.
So I'm not sure how he's going to make that
different. You know what I want to, you know, if I ever do a smell, which obviously I'm going to do in the future. I just want to smell. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You're going to do a scent?
Well, yeah, I'd never thought of it, but I was with
until
the.
Now.
I was going to Beyonce on the weekend, and the driver said, "Hey, Kyle, you should do your own smell, your own perfume." And I said, "Oh, as if anyone's going to buy that." And he went, "You'd be surprised." And I went, "Okay, there's money.
Money.
I need money in the future."
Well, it's apparently part of your biz track fashion line, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'd like it to smell like? Like cleanliness, like very
soap.
Clean.
Soap.
Not soap. But
soap is the best. I always find when you smell that on a man,
okay, well,
it's
you
very
keep
sexy.
That written down for your own idea.
Yeah, I like that clean
Why
smell.
Why not just use soap?
Because you can't get, it doesn't,
well, yeah.
It's not strong enough, soap.
Soap doesn't last longer than a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you want to just get a little bottle of soap?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
Love
yeah,
soft smell wash.
Like, yeah, you like
apparently
that?
Jay-Z also went through 3,200 names for the perfume before settling on the name Gold.
I'd love to see what got knocked off the
Me
list.
Me too. Now,
what,
lady,
what would you call mine?
Oh
God, I'd like Gold.
Just King.
I think that's taken. Sean John P. Diddy did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am King. Yeah. Or something like that.
Oh, okay, right. Well, Lady Gaga's released another song.
Sex Panther.
From her art pop album. Dope, it's called. Do you know what? This is the ugliest CD cover I've ever seen of Gaga.
Dope?
Yeah. The cover, the art cover for this single is so horrible.
What's she done?
She's basically wearing just underpants, right, and a tweed jacket with the biggest shoulder pads you've ever seen. She's wearing a floppy hat. Her teeth look like something out of a horror film. They've obviously been photoshopped to look like she's,
definitely,
you know, from back in the plague.
And there
or
seems
something.
To be some ingrown hair situation going around.
And then she's got the ingrown hairs all around her bikini line.
That's what they are, aren't they?
Well, that's what it is, yeah. That's what I noticed that straight away. I thought, oh, my God. What?
Even though she's got this giant jacket, hat, and the grossest teeth you've ever seen, the first thing both of us noticed was the bikini line ingrown hairs.
Well, you can't not notice it. Anyway, have a listen to the song. Here's a taste of it. It's called Dope. I'm sorry that I love you. Stay with me, bell bottom blue. I'll keep on searching for an answer because I need you more than
no. Yeah, I like it.
And lastly, Gary Busey. You know, when we interviewed him, he was a bit of a disaster, really. It was probably one of the most awkward interviews you've ever had because he's a bit of a tripper.
It didn't seem like he had come down off that acid from the 70s.
Gary Busey's an actor. He's been in Point Break with Keanu Reeves and many films, in Entourage.
He's been the villain in a lot of movies.
Yeah, well, he was stopped by photographers in Los Angeles to talk about any strange experiences he's had with ghosts, being Halloween and everything.
Yeah.
And have a listen to what he said.
I had a ghost one time come out of a big plate of soup I had, a big bowl of soup. It's called a soup ghost. And it was a good-looking ghost because it was covered with vegetables. It's my kind of ghost, one that looks like one you could eat. When you can eat a ghost, you're doing good. You'll be able to fly and sometimes go invisible when you don't even know it's coming.
Wow.
That's not fair.
A ghost came out of his soup and he ate it and he turned invisible. In case you missed that.
And you know what? He's not joking. He seriously believes these things.
Well, the fact that he said it's a good-looking ghost.
I know, very strange, very strange.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Hey there, morning.
The Feed.
Currently 23 to 7 outside today, mostly fine. 20 degrees in the city, 23 out west, staying fine all week. Jackie's got the Feed now.
This is really exciting. I don't know if this appeals to you, but Lay's chips in the US, they're like Smith's chips.
I don't
here.
Like them.
Saw this. Yes.
You saw this. This to me sounds amazing. They have just released chocolate chips, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the normal salted chip, but it's dipped in chocolate.
Is it?
How awesome does that sound?
Normal they're mixing, potato crisps.
They're mixing the sweet with the salty, which I personally love that combination.
Oh, I reckon that's a great idea.
And they said, look, it's just a trial at this stage. We've got to see what feedback we get before we put it everywhere, but it goes on sale this week in the US. And if it's a huge hit, obviously the rest of the world will follow. So
I'm keen. I've eaten chocolate chips before.
From where?
You have? Where?
Yeah, I've eaten them somewhere. Well, I think in America. I think, but with the whole thing, they were just in the shape of chips when they were just chocolate.
No.
They weren't what you're talking about.
This is actually dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, I like the sound of this.
Like your crinkle cut chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
The crinkle cut chips. However, don't you think, Tim, it would... You wouldn't be able to eat a whole packet of those.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, because you go to the movies or whatever. This is going to save so much time because now you don't have to eat the chocolate bar and the chips.
Yeah, you don't have to get the food
all at once.
And the other thing I question is whether the chocolate layer will all stay on or whether there's going to be this masses of crumbs of chocolate at the bottom of the packet.
The bag, yep.
And most
like a flake or something.
Yeah, like most of it will have fallen off by that point because it's pretty delicate when you dip something. Like a strawberry and chocolate.
I think you put more thought into it than the actual people at Lay's. I reckon someone said, let's put them in chocolate. They went, decided. And here you are like, will a fingerprint appear in the chocolate? The chocolate be quite thick?
Hey, remember, we're going to move on now. Jimmy Kimmel has a segment called Lie Witness News. This is where he goes out on the streets and asks people about things that they've usually made up themselves and they see because people are so willing to lie just to get on camera.
I've noticed.
So his latest one is, remember I told you about the iPhone product that's only available in Japan where it's a little thing you plug in to your iPhone and every time you get a message, it releases a scent of your choosing like bacon, strawberry. So when you smell that scent, you know you've got a message on your phone.
Oh.
I told you this last week. Why are you making out like you've never heard this before?
It was last week. I don't remember anything from last week.
I don't remember that either. Sorry.
You know, you guys don't remember.
Are you sure
that?
You told us?
I did tell you that.
She questions our memory.
In this segment, yeah.
She didn't even tell us.
Sounds great. Anyway.
It's cool. Anyway, so this product is only available in Japan, not in America, and Jimmy decided to go out onto the streets with a fake one, one that doesn't release any scent, and see how many people were tricked into thinking this was real.
There's a new iPhone application that emits a scent. You say a common smell into it, and it comes out. You want to give it a try?
Yeah, let me give it a try.
All right, just say a common smell in there.
Roses.
Roses. 3, 2. Okay, it's ready. It's coming out now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a futuristic iPhone.
Describe it a little bit.
Wow. Are you serious?
Pick any scent and say it in there.
Apples.
3, 2, 1. Go ahead. Oh, I'm getting it from here, yeah.
You smell it?
It's like, more like apple pie.
It's like an apple pie.
Say something into that, a flavor, a smell.
Purple.
Purple. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Good, give that a smell. It smell like purple?
Yeah. What does purple smell like? Purple.
I don't know. And it was an emotional Chris Barth last night on the program Sunday Night, where she was talking about her father suffering a stroke.
Oh, yeah. I heard all this over the weekend. It was advertising. Sad. There's a lot of people getting strokes.
I know. And she
reckons
said,
80% are preventable.
Yeah, well, apparently it happened to her dad while he was at home alone, and Chris felt awful that he had to go through that ordeal by himself. And this is the first time Chris Barth has spoken about the incident, and she got pretty choked up whilst talking about it. Take a listen.
I don't know why. It's harder to think about it. If it happened during the day, I wonder if I would have been so emotional about him being cold and alone. But there's something about that. There's something about the isolation of it. And Dad having helped me and my sister and Mum so much and so many other people in their lives to have to sit there on his own and I reckon be really frightened and probably worrying about us at the same time.
Oh, that would have been a tough story to
that's
do.
That's so sad. Poor Chris Barth. God, it makes me tear up just hearing it again.
I saw the ads and everything over the weekend.
Yeah.
Looked very emotional.
Yeah, but good on her for coming out and talking about it because it is a big issue. There's a stroke in Australia every 10 minutes.
That's so many.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it's really scary.
Isn't it? Okay, well, we are going to soon be playing the pop quiz and stand by for that. And then we're doing a little bit of a throwback today when we spoke to Lady Gaga and she had an incident with her cup of tea during our interview.
Oh, God, how can you ever forget that? Plus, salt and pepper on the air before 9:30 coming up here at Today FM.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Hey, everyone. Go back in time. Yeah, back, far back in time.
Actually, not that far back this
time.
It's 2011, February, when we sat down with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she's always nice.
Sometimes she's a bit odd.
Flighty.
But, we've always loved her.
Always a sweetheart, though. So what happened in this one?
Apparently there was an incident with a cup of tea, and you will hear what happens. Take a listen.
They said you're single now. Are you all right?
So many rumors.
How many? So, it upsets me because I don't like when there's mistruths around there.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just really focused on my record right now. I'm really, really happy with Born This Way, and I'm so happy that the fans love it. That was the most important thing to me.
Oh, it went mental. Like, how many countries did it go number one in straight away?
It went number one in under 90 minutes in 24 countries.
That is amazing. And the video clip, obviously, every video clip you do, you put a lot of money into it. Is it important for you to make sure that
every... Oh, my God!
What? You don't want me to say that?
No. I'm sorry. I just saw my Rolling Stone cover.
Is it? Is it any good?
Wait, I just saw my Rolling Stone cover, and then my best friend spilled scalding hot chamomile tea all over me.
The Gaga's scarred.
Just a bit of humor of the day. I was excited. I saw the hair bow was on a cover, and now my vagina's covered in chamomile.
Hey, that could be a new costume. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you like the cover of Rolling Stone?
I didn't realize how thirsty my cooch was. Apparently my cooch was very thirsty.
I've watched the HBO special. That was nice. I got sad when I saw you cry.
You know, It's just not fair, because I really have the best fans, and it's not fair. They're just so amazing and so crazy and so wild, and they're so in love with pop culture, and I'm just really proud to... If you pour that tea on me, I swear all my life I'm going to cry. The tea is inching towards the cooch again. I'm no longer thirsty.
Who taught you about sex?
Oh my gosh.
Where'd you learn? You know better.
My right hand.
No, but who sat you down and you know, had the birds and the bees talk? Did anyone do that, or did you miss it?
I answered your question.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Come on. Come and get it. Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000. Pop quiz.
Yeah, pop quiz time. Emma on the phone in Leichhardt, ready to play for the money. Good morning.
Hey, Emma.
Hi guys.
How you
Good
doing?
Luck.
I'm so excited to even be talking to you. Well, I'm so sad you guys are going.
Don't worry.
Thanks, Em. Now, what do you need this money for?
We've got a trip coming up to Hawaii at the start of next year. Oh. I've just had a little baby. So.
Oh, congratulations.
What are you going to do with the baby when you're in Hawaii?
Take
He's
it
coming.
With you.
Yeah, but so is my mum. So.
Oh, good. The extra free babysitter, Emma.
So it sounds like mum will be just sitting in the apartment the whole
totally,
time.
Totally, that's the plan.
Okay, so Emma, each question you get right, $100. You need to get all 10 right to win the 10 grand. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
60 seconds on the clock. Good luck, honey.
How many sleeps until the Melbourne Cup?
One.
Yeah.
Which character did Courtney Cox play in the TV show Friends?
Monica Geller.
Yes.
Spell Royal.
R-O-Y-A-L.
Yes.
Was Pamela Anderson born in the 50s or 60s?
60s.
Yes.
True or false, Rupert Murdoch passed away in Germany overnight?
False.
That's right.
Which singer features on Lady Gaga's new track, Do What You Want?
Pass.
Where would I be going if I was travelling to the Big Apple?
New York.
Yes.
Is the TV show Revenge set in Orange County or the Hamptons?
The Hamptons.
Yes.
Which movie released in 2000 featured Nicolas Cage as a car thief?
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
Who was the lead singer of Limp Bizkit?
Durst is his last name.
Yes.
Fred?
Yes.
Yeah, Fred Durst, correct.
And Do What You Want with Lady Gaga?
Oh, he
brand new song, we just played it. Gaga and...
Oh, no.
$900 you got.
Oh, my God, that question cost you 10 grand, Emma.
Oh, no.
It was Lady Gaga and R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's only a week old, that song. Don't worry.
Anyway, I'm Team Madonna, so that's not Gaga.
Okay.
Well, I hope you liked it that much. It cost you $9,100.
Yeah.
$900, Emma. We'll send that out to you today.
Thanks so much, guys.
No worries. Enjoy.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
On the air with Kyle and Jackie O.
Simon Greeley is our executive producer here, Kyle.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the executive producer of this radio show. He, let me tell you, earns a decent living.
Right? Oh, I have no doubt. Why? Pretty it was never decent. In question how much he'd earn.
But the guy is always broke and never has any money. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he likes
he's a drug
to spend
addict.
It.
No.
He likes to spend it on really dumb things.
Like what?
Well, why don't you, like, you just heard, he came into this studio.
Oh,
not,
10 minutes
not
ago,
only
yeah.
10 minutes ago and said, guys, I've got a great idea. Why don't we all invest in a racehorse?
That's right. And I said, I'm just out of a job. Haven't you heard? I mean, we're investing
he
in a racehorse.
He wants us all to spend thousands of dollars investing in a racehorse in the hope that it will win.
Yeah, 15 grand each and $300 a week upkeep. Is that what you said?
300 a month.
For 5%.
5%.
So if it wins, we only get 5% of the winnings anyway, and then we've got to split it amongst ourselves.
Yeah, but some of the races are, you know, $2.5 million purses, so, you know,
yeah,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah, but the chances of it winning is...
The get-rich-quick guy
there's
is.
So many people that have horses in the hope that they will win, and only a very few clean up.
I'm glad it's done on radio because in about 2 years' time when I'm making millions from this racehorse, will we play this?
Simon, you never make the millions. What? Tell Kyle the other thing you wanted to. The other day he said to me, I've got this great business idea, Jackie.
Yeah, what's this one? So you didn't give me this opportunity?
No, because I shut it down.
What is it?
You know the big storage containers that come on those big freight, you know, the massive...
Yeah, the big steel ones.
He wants to buy some of those and turn them into cafes. And just...
Guys, it's all about experiences, and some of the fit-outs in these things are fantastic.
Well, you'd have to fit it
out
yourself.
But still a steel box.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you pull down the front, and then you can sit out the front, and you put in some nice locations, and you've got the cafe inside. It's been done before in New York. Amazing.
Do you know that you've then got to buy the land you put it on?
Yeah.
Well, aware. The business plan's ready to go.
No.
I can't wait to see that business plan.
I was going to open the lines on 131060. Why are you broke? What are you always spending your money on?
Didn't you buy an old antique, like petrol Bowser?
No, that's in the works at the moment. I bought a 1956 Coke dispenser, which is quite nice.
Like a Coke fridge?
Like a Coke fridge, yep.
How much did that cost you?
Oh, about a grand.
Oh, okay.
How big is that?
Oh, it's quite small. It's probably about 50 centimetres.
How many cans of Coke could you fit in there?
Probably three or four.
Three or four?
It's vintage.
Three or four cans of Coke.
My favourite purchase.
$1,000.
It was a 1962 radio that cost me about $3,500.
Oh, my God. See what I mean? Do you remember Spencer from the Hills wasted millions on crystals?
That's right, 10 million.
Just on those, like, spiritual crystals.
Yes.
Yes.
And well, I'm not spending my money on crystals, so that's not that bad.
No. But, gee, I hope those cans of Coke are icy cold.
Little Velma out there is broke because he spent all his money on a fold-up bike. One that turns into a briefcase.
I was in LA and I saw this bike and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I'd be able to get around the city with it. It folds up to the size of like a briefcase. It was amazing. Cost $700. I've ridden it once.
Yeah.
And it is so hard to get around the city on a bike in the bus lanes. You're like the most hated person on the roads ever. And then you come back to work and you're a sweaty mess.
Are the wheels smaller because it's a fold-up sort of a thing? It'd have to have smaller wheels, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a miniature, but I look like an idiot on it.
Wow.
Shelley's called through. Shelley, why are you broke?
Well, because I got really irritated with my husband, who really feels the cold and I can't stand the cold. Yeah. So at night time, he's pulling the doona or I'm pushing it off and he's smothering me because he likes to be hot. So I searched online and I found this dual temperature mattress.
I've heard about those. How much do they cost?
About $1,400.
Okay, and one side can be cool and one side can be warm.
That's right. So he can do what the hell he likes on his side, and I can be nice on my side without feeling like I'm being covered by a million blankets.
Did it work?
That feels perfect.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, pretty cool. Better than the fold-up bike, I reckon.
Oh, anything's better than the fold-up bike.
Muhammad, hi.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Have you done a get-rich-quick thing, or are you wasting money on junk?
Look, my wife thinks it's a waste of money. I don't. It's one of those magnetic tables. They got like four levels, and the magnets are like opposite poles, so it floats in the air.
Oh, what? Yeah, the floating. I've seen these things.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So the magnets, they don't stick together. It's the opposite. Exactly. So they push against. Yep. So the table looks like it floats.
Yeah, and it was only $4,000.
Four grand.
See, I saw a bed in London like this, like a floating bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was works on the magnets. It was worth $45,000. I thought, that's ridiculous.
Morellen has called through. Hi, Morellen. Why are you broke?
I always spend money on my car.
Yeah. And how
always,
much?
Every week.
And what are we talking, though? How much have you spent in total?
Probably close to $20,000.
And how much is the car? How much was the car to begin with?
15.5.
Oh, so you've spent more on it than it's even worth.
What are you putting on it?
It's a 200 FX. It's 15.
Yeah, 20 grand's a lot. Mean, yeah, no,
I don't know what that means. But what sort of accessories are you putting on this?
Coil. It's enough to keep up with your Maserati.
Have you got the lights underneath?
Neons, no, not that.
Oh, well, see, you're nowhere unless you've got the neons. Yeah. They don't even let you have those neons anymore. Do you know that, Jackie?
No.
Not even allowed to light up underneath your car.
Eve, hi.
Good morning, lovelies.
No. Hi.
I was told when I was 18 by a clairvoyant that I was going to die at such a young age. And I've been seeing clairvoyants since, and I've been told that I was going to be eaten by a shark, car accident, electrocuted whilst overseas. I can spend up to $500-$600 a pop, and this has been going on since
so you're spending
and I'm 42 now.
Oh my God, so you've spent your whole time
how
on
I'm going to die at a young age.
Because of that you've just been addicted to psychics.
I just want to know. I just want to know how I'm going to die.
How old are you?
42.
Newsflash, that's not young. You're still alive.
I know.
You're the same age as me, Eve.
I know, but I still consider myself very young.
Yeah, but like, if you've been doing this since how old? 18.
18.
You'd think that you'd die in your 20s.
She's going in search of,
exactly.
Yeah, the answers.
I don't know what their definition of young is.
So. Who's the woman, Velma, who's that psychic that tells you when you're going to die?
Oh, Anne. Or
yeah,
something.
I don't know. We have her on here every now and then.
Anne?
I must speak to her.
Yeah, let's get her on.
Or Maggie Rose.
Maggie Rose.
Oh,
Maggie
that's right.
Maggie.
Oh, here you go, darling. It's just like that, darling. Yeah, darling, you'll be right, darling.
Yeah, you'll live for a long time.
We'll get her on with you next time she's on, okay?
Thank you kindly.
No worries. We'll put it to rest once and for all.
Eric has called through. Hey, Eric, what are you spending your money on?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, buddy.
Mate, I invested $90,000 in exotic birds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You should hang out with Simon. You sound like you two would be good mates.
Mate, I thought it was a get-rich-quick scheme, but, yeah, every morning 6 o'clock comes, they go off.
And they start twerking and not twerking, tweeting.
Twerking.
Mate, I'm telling you, my neighbours hate me.
$90,000 on exotic birds.
I was going to, yeah. I thought that breeding Sharpays was a good idea at one point.
Oh, no,
yeah.
The macaws.
Yeah, no, the macaws,
well, Sharpays
yeah.
are dogs.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, what's that got to do with birds?
Because they were really expensive, and then I didn't want to do
you
that.
Didn't
to
do
so,
it?
Yeah, and
I've
then I invested in a painting. I lost a lot of money there.
How much did you lose in the painting?
Don't ask.
How much?
Yeah.
Too much.
How
too
much?
Too much. Oh, it's embarrassing.
Give us a figure.
It's $100,000.
$100,000 in a painting.
Are you kidding?
That I lost.
Was it Ken Doan?
No, it wasn't.
You know, I had a dream last night about a Ken Doan painting.
Did you?
I dreamt that I'd bought a Ken Doan painting in a St. Vincent de Paul's.
This better go somewhere because dreams are usually really boring.
That's all I remember. I remembered the dream in the shower.
I just got two Ken Doans.
You just got two Ken Doans?
Yeah, I did.
Where from?
I don't know why Ken Doan all of a sudden's really
popular again.
Exactly, yeah.
There you go.
Because
anyway.
Fluoro's back.
Katie Price will be joining us next. Stay tuned for that.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
AFM. Katie Price is in the country November 15 to launch Sister Shoes, and her latest book is called Love, Lipstick and Lies. We've had her on the air a few times before. She's always a delight. Welcome back, Katie Price,
hi,
everyone.
Katie.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me again.
What's
Thank
happening
you.
With you? Any got any good news for us?
Good news? No, I'm busy promoting my book at the moment, but I can't wait to come to Sydney on Saturday. I leave England to come over.
Yeah, and that'll take you
That's
about
exciting.
2 weeks to get here from England. It's a very long flight. Have you flown from England to Australia before?
I have done, but I've only been to Cairns and the Gold Coast.
Right, okay.
Oh, God, so that's not even really Australia. The Cairns and the Gold Coast are like sort of, that's our Vegas sort of areas.
Yeah, a little bit. You haven't properly seen Australia, Katie. Will you be bringing the new bub with you? Congratulations on that new addition to the family.
Oh, thank you. Do you know, I'd love to bring him, but he's not allowed to fly yet because he's really, technically, I know he was 2 months premature, but realistically, he's only 4 weeks old, if that makes sense, if he went full term. So,
right. No,
I can't bring him. And plus, I'm so busy, I won't have time. It wouldn't be fair to drag him along with me.
So who's the carer for Jet when you do these things, work things?
Kieran is taking the week off while I'm in Australia. Other than that, he comes everywhere with me, but it's not fair to bring him that far
while
he's so young.
And the paparazzi would be all over you, especially since giving birth. Do you find them incredibly intrusive or are they fairly good with you?
To be honest, I've been at home a lot, unless I've had my book signing. But other than that, you know, the paparazzi do what they have to do. So, you know, everyone's so concerned about, has she lost weight yet? What does she look like? But I'm in no rush to get back to shape. You know, it's my fourth baby and I'm enjoying him, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's refreshing to hear for once. that someone is in no rush, because a lot of people, they put a lot of pressure on themselves to get back to the pre-baby, the shape they had. It's unnecessary, right?
Well, like you said, I've started horse riding again, but, you know, it's not my main thing to get back into shape, but I will do eventually, but I'm in no rush. I'm still pretty good shape considering I'm on my fourth child.
Yeah. 100%.
Now, this new book, Love, Lipstick and Lies, what are you going to be touching on in this one?
Well, the thing is with this book, it's been libel read, lawyers have gone through it, and everything in the book I've had to prove is like evidence, you know, I've had to prove evidence, facts, everything, that it's all true. So nobody can come back and say, that's not true, this isn't not true, because everything is true in there.
Do you touch on the marriage breakdown with Peter Andre in that, and did you run anything past him, if so?
I don't talk to Pete. In fact, I hate Pete. There's lots of reasons I say this, and that may sound harsh to people, but I've set examples in my book, Why, to show how he played the public against me, as him being the saint and me, you know, just basically putting my name through dirt, basically, and not sticking up for me. But I put proper examples in my book, Why.
Oh,
so,
really?
So all the reasons as to
what
as
happened,
to that whole feud there, that's all in the book for people to read.
Yeah, it's a shame it had to be like this, but, you know, we've got children and they come first. As for Pete, I'm not bothered if I ever see him again. And I know that's harsh, but it's his own doing, the way he's acted.
Do you think that he used you to get famous?
100%. And in the book, I give examples why. It should never have been like that. But, you know, I used to think that he thought with his heart, but now I just think it's... all about money and fame.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, I'm getting this book for sure.
Yeah, sounds pretty juicy to me.
It's true. Honestly, when you see the examples in my book, you'll know exactly.
Oh, dear.
Peter Andre's lawyers have terminated the call.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Play FM. Yeah, 17 to 8 here at the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Morning, everybody.
Man code stuff. There's certain questions men hate being asked by a woman. And
I just got the shiver now, just you even bringing
right,
that up.
Right.
The shiver of the man code.
And that's it, right? There never seems to be the right answer.
There's the right answer, and then there's... but sometimes even the right answer is the wrong answer when dealing with you
right.
girls.
Okay, so I have a list of the right answer to each question for all you men out there.
Based on who? Who's written this list?
It's a list of that's been polled by, you know,
women.
Come up with and by women. And,
oh, right.
Okay, so I'll
so there's
I'll
no
do,
right answer here.
What I'll do is...
I'm trapped.
I will ask you the question that the woman might ask. I want to hear what your response would be, and then I'd tell you what the right answer is, the way you should, or whether you're close to the right answer.
Tim, okay. May I'm going to swap teams. I'm coming with you, Tim.
Finally.
Is it easier in your world, Tim?
No, it's actually not.
It isn't?
It's worse.
No, it probably
it's
isn't.
It's more complicated,
worse.
Yeah.
Okay, what about if you were out last night and there were people from work, probably a few hot girls from work there as well.
Yeah.
And your missus says, who were you out with last night?
Oh, so who am I really out with? Like guys
you
from
were,
work and girls?
And girls, yeah. And you know they're hot and she knows who they are. So what's your answer?
Man, the pressure. I'm taking short breaths already.
Up to question
sweaty
number
palms.
One.
Taking short breaths.
Dull, who were you out with last night?
Oh, just some people from work.
Who?
Oh, you know, Velma and Matt.
Good one, good one, good one, good one. Ding, ding, ding. You answered right.
Yeah, all of those.
Because you mentioned Velma, who is a Christian boy.
Yep.
He's good. He's not going to lead you astray.
Exactly.
She'll want to hear that. That's
Matt,
pretty much.
Matt, who's obviously no one's going to want to try and have sex with. And then Pretty. And then, and there's some other people. I don't really even know who they were.
Because you didn't talk to him.
Oh, no,
that's
no
right.
way. No, wouldn't
the
have talked
correct
to the
answer
girl.
Is you mention the one friend you know she likes. And even if you're out with girls, don't mention them. Just say the one.
So what you're telling me the right thing to do is to not mention the
just
hot girls?
Just don't mention the hot girls.
Really?
Mm. Now, what about this scenario? You're a bit of a gambler and she finds out you have an online betting account.
Mm-hmm.
She says to you, why do you have this online account and how much money do you gamble?
Oh, it's just a bit of a flutter. Just, you know, it's there for things like Melbourne Cup or sometimes we have some like little internal like betting pools. I'm not really that into it, but I set that up ages ago.
That's pretty good.
Ding, 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 ding.
You could say that you had a free voucher, so you opened an account and that $10 free voucher.
That would be an outright lie, Jackie, and I wouldn't do that.
What about the question, how many women have you slept with before?
Thousands.
Oh, you're honest with that. Oh, are you halving it?
No, what do you mean am I halving it? No, no, that, I don't know.
That's the wrong answer, by the way. Halve the real number and then say, I've forgotten because all the others just aren't as good as you.
Oh, that's not. See, I don't even. In my real memory, I never think about it.
What about this one? Every guy has experienced this. Do these pants make my bum look big? Now, they actually do.
Oh, right. So they do.
They do.
Man, this is hard. Yeah, you look like a massive fat ass in those pants. How about wearing something more flattering?
You would not say that.
Yeah, I pretty much would, because what, do I want to be getting through the airport with you looking like a hunka chunka? No.
Wow, that is probably not the right way to go about it.
What should I say?
Well,
I should lie.
Yeah, you should lie to your face. You should say no. See, your bum doesn't look big in that.
This is why it's so confusing dealing with girls.
My husband does the same thing. I don't even have to ask, does my bum look big in this? He'll just say, Dale, that makes your bum look big.
He just goes like this. That's an elephant noise.
Are you making an elephant noise?
He'll tell you anyway.
He'll tell me. He'll say, oh, Dale, that makes your bum look big, and I'm just looking out for you because don't want you to be photographed, and then you say, why didn't you tell me?
He always tags it on my butt. He is good. But I think you should say the truth, even if you're going to cop it.
Yeah, because I tend to agree with that. Women say don't. They say don't say your bum looks big because it's just too hurtful. But I personally would rather know.
Have you noticed
that? I don't know whether
you guys out there, Simon, have you noticed that girls, they've put this list together, but they really want to just be lied to their face?
Pretty much. Don't want to be hurt.
But if you're caught out lying, that's the end of you.
Just don't get caught out lying.
That's just ridiculous. The whole thing doesn't make sense.
What about do you watch porn?
Well, I don't usually watch a bit of. I don't really watch a lot of porn.
Oh, that's the truth, is it?
That's the truth, but I don't. Mm. I don't watch a lot of it.
Okay,
I've watched gay porn, midget porn, normal porn, three ways, cap.com. What are you flashing the light for? Oh, you don't want details. All right. No, I don't watch porn. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. You say, I used to when I was single, but I don't need to now that I've got you.
Oh, God, you women are mental. What is wrong with you?
Do you know what? I wouldn't even believe that if Lee said that
to me. So what's really going on is we're whacking off the porn because your ass looks too big in those pants and we'd rather be out with our friends all night.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Kyle. Was that...
Okay, next one. Who's better looking, babe? That girl over there or me?
You, babe.
Oh, quick
Always.
In there, right?
You would never
there.
Make that mistake.
Yeah. That's the right answer. You say you. That chick is ugly.
Whoever you're with, no, I would never say they're ugly because that's, you can get caught out lying.
Yeah, that's too obvious. You know,
obviously, you're going to think whoever you're with is better looking than everyone.
Okay. Dale, what do you think of my family?
Now here's where you lie. And I'm lucky in my situation. I'm happy with the family.
Yeah.
The family are nice.
Yeah, but if you weren't.
Since we're all around the same age. we've got so much
As
in
the
common.
Parents.
Yeah, we've got so much in common. I reckon you downplay if you've got issues with the family.
If you've got issues, I agree.
What does Lee do?
Lee will tell me if he's got an issue.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty honest. He doesn't beat around the bush there.
Do you say to him, will you get your sponging sister out of our house, or do you just say nothing?
I don't have a problem with his family. I'm lucky, like you, where I get on really well with his family.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good with mine, but I think if you've got a problem with the family, I personally wouldn't say anything because I reckon that one causes issues.
It depends on whether they interfere or not.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So you're supposed to say, no, babe, I love them. I already feel like part of the family.
This whole list is just women wanting to be lied to.
No.
I don't even believe this list is true. This is like a Cosmo list.
Yeah, I know.
I read a Cosmo the other day as well, and I thought, no wonder everyone's whack out there
Why?
In relationships.
What did it say?
Everything in the Cosmo was just shit. Everything. I couldn't believe it.
What do you mean, though? Like, give
you know,
an example.
I can't even remember. I was just flicking through the pages, getting angry.
Was it all the
thinking,
usual?
Thinking, who is teaching young women all this rubbish?
Yeah, right.
You know, how do you know? Like, do you lie to him? Like, if you've rooted the hot guy at work?
Okay.
You
know,
how to text flirt behind your boyfriend's back and all this stuff. I was getting ropeable ripping through these pages.
Salt and Pepper are joining us soon. We're going to have a chat to those guys. And a celebrity, who am I? A little game you guys can play soon.
Plus, next, we've got something to give back.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Kyle and Jack. Kyle and Jack. Give back.
We are going to do a few give backs this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yes, all in one hit. Justine, we're going to speak to first. Good morning, Justine.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. You wrote to us about Christina. She's one of the patients in the rural hospital programs you've got set up. And
yes.
Christina was diagnosed with bowel cancer when she was 19.
Oh, my God. That's early.
When she was 19 weeks pregnant with her second child.
Oh, right.
Yes, that's right.
And the cancer was so aggressive that she had to undergo chemotherapy. And she sadly lost her baby at 33 weeks.
Oh, that's awful.
So Christina's still getting chemo every 2 weeks. And you wrote to us, Justine, because you thought maybe we could share a little happiness with Christina and do something nice for her because you feel she deserves it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's just the most amazing woman. She's one of the first patients that I met that made me cry when she told me her story. And I've been with her through the journey. I was there to provide support when she lost the baby as well. And, you know, she's got so much to deal with. Her first child's also a special care needs baby. So her life's pretty demanding in the hospital. And one day we were chatting on Facebook and she mentioned her bucket list and said that she would love to have a makeover with Bryn Edelston. And I said, well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, look, lucky that, because we're friends with Bryn. So escapelounge.com.au is organising flights and accommodation for Christina and a friend, wink, wink, that might be you, Justine, to fly to Melbourne to meet Bryn. And once she gets to Melbourne, what have we got organised, Jackie?
Well, you won't just be meeting her, you're spending the day with Bryn, and she's going to be treated to a makeover, one of Bryn's brand new dresses, and a girly lunch with Bryn at the Vincent Hotel.
Wow.
So I hope that will, you know, make Christina happy, and you can go back and tell her, you know what, you can tick that one off the bucket list.
Absolutely. That is sensational.
No, Justine, no worries. Thanks
for
escapelounge.com.au, everyone, and Vincent Hotel as well. And Bryn Edelston, she's a sweetheart as well.
Amy, good morning.
Yeah. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi.
You contacted us about your grandfather, who's pretty amazing because his name is Harold,
yeah,
and he and his wife took in Amy and her two siblings at a very young age because Amy's younger brother had birth defects and their mum wasn't capable of caring for them.
Right.
So Harold took them in, and he's a pretty amazing man, but he's gone through a real struggle, hasn't he? He lost one of his own daughters to cervical cancer and just recently lost his wife 1 week after finding out she had cancer throughout the body.
Oh, that's
awful. How's your grandfather holding up, Amy?
He's doing well at the moment, but the first little bit he was trying to stay strong and everybody knew he just needed somebody to comfort, and he just didn't have anybody there for him, and he kind of got thrown in the deep end. But at the moment he's getting better, but it's just like he's always been the strong one and it's hard to see him vulnerable at the moment.
Yeah.
So and just because he's been through so much so quickly, it's just he kind of just had one thing after another. And he's always just kind of said that he's wanted to do this big trip and never been able to do it. And he had it booked just before my grandmother passed away. He was supposed to go on his birthday, and then
he wanted to do a motorhome trip to Western Australia. Yeah. Carly wanted to drive there. And he couldn't do it, obviously.
Oh, that's the old folks' dream, isn't it? They want to just do the motorhome trip. Yeah. They love it. They all talk about it.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
Well, Amy, let your grandfather Harold know that Apollo Motorhome Holidays is sending Harold to WA in an Apollo Euro Deluxe motorhome, and BP is going to give him $1,000 worth of fuel to cover the trip.
That's
and
fantastic.
Tourism Western Australia have organised a bunch of different tours that he can experience, and he can take anyone he likes, obviously, but we hope that he can finally go on that trip that he's always wanted.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Dale. Thanks to Apollo Motorhome Holidays, BP Tourism Western Australia, helping us put that one together. That's always nice. And another one to go. That's three give backs this morning.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Very good, hun. How are you feeling?
Oh, nervous.
She wrote about her mum, Shelley, who's battled with cancer, and she's been battling with it for about 10 years, Lisa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is. So I get emotional.
Oh, it's all right. It's totally understandable. Started off as breast cancer.
Yeah.
And Shelley had to have one of the breasts removed there as well. 5 years later, Shelley suffered from back pain. That turned out to be spine tumour.
Yeah.
And it was crushing her ribs. That sounds extremely painful.
And to make matters worse, Shelley's parents recently passed away and her youngest brother, Mick, lost his battle with cancer last week.
Oh.
No, he actually had motor neurone disease.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So how's she holding up, Lisa?
She's trying to stay positive. She's a fighter, so she's better than what most people think. She's very strong.
So. Now, look, we know your mum loves the outdoors, but has been, due to all this stuff and all these ups and downs and the tragedies in her life, been cooped up inside for 90% of the time.
Yeah, she's been sitting on the back steps lately.
Yeah, I got here a loudspeaker because she wasn't aware of it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you've been sitting on the back steps there, Dahl, just to get a little bit of vitamin D and a little bit of sunshine.
Yes.
And that's as far as she's been able to venture outside because she's been helping everyone that she knows for a decade.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa, we want to bring a bit of light back into Shelley's life. So Patio Land Parramatta is going to come over and build a pergola so she can enjoy the outdoors once more.
You can't be just sitting on the back stairs. Yeah. You need the whole pergola thing going on.
Oh, my God.
The big dealio in the backyard there. So that's going to be set up by Patio Land Parramatta. They're great.
Yeah, and we know you and your sister have been planning a trip to Hamilton Island with your mum next year. So Skidoo are going to cover return flights for the three of you plus your mum's brothers, Peter and Bernie.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't get excited yet because we haven't finished. WhitSundayHolidays.com.au is treating all five of you to stay at Lagoon 102, the beach shack, while you're there, just across the road from the beach. So that's gorgeous.
All five of you off to Hamilton Island to enjoy a bit of time out. Well deserved.
Gosh. Oh, thank you so much.
Now, if you organise this properly, which we try and do, when you get back, the patio should be ready. So you go straight from Hamilton back into your own Hamilton Island bit of paradise in the backyard under the pergola thing.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm in shock. Thank you so much.
Oh, darling, you are welcome.
Lisa, thanks for contacting us. And, enjoy that holiday.
I have the biggest smile on my face. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
It's all right.
Patio Land Parramatta, thank you. Skidoo, WhitSundayHolidays.com.au. Thank you to all of those people as well. And three today.
Three of them. I know. We had so many letters, Kyle, this week. We thought we need to do more than one. So.
But there
thanks
you go,
for
everyone.
All those people
enjoy.
For sharing their
you
story.
All deserve it. So you've been through a lot, and nice to give a little give back to those people.
Salt and Pepper will be joining us soon. Stay tuned for
that. Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Kyle and Jackie O, celebrity. Who am I?
Yeah, celebrity. Who am I? This morning here at Today FM. It is all thanks to Decorative Events and Exhibitions.
Oh, they do a good job.
They do a fantastic job.
They make
if you
it look
want
amazing.
To play. Ring us up right now, 131060 to get through.
You may notice there's a curtain behind me, a black curtain. There is a celebrity behind there. Both you and I don't know who's in there, Kyle.
Well, there's a celebrity in the curtain now.
Yeah, right now they're there.
Oh, okay.
It is up to the listeners to guess who it is. They can ask them a series of questions, yes, no questions. If you get a yes as a response, feel free to keep asking more questions. And then you get to have a guess at any time.
And if the answer's no,
then we
or
move
wrong.
On. Yes, you can still have a guess, but we move on to the next person for more questions.
Okay, Marie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Welcome to Celebrity Who Am I?
Oh, thank you.
Now, if you get it, it's $1,000. What's your first question to this celebrity behind the curtain?
Okay. I want to know, is this celebrity a singer?
Are you a singer?
No.
Uh-oh. Mm. You can have a guess if you want, Marie.
I can have
random.
A guess.
Yeah, go on. Random guess. May as well. Just no more questions.
Oh, that's not very nice. But I shall guess... Peter Overton. Don't know why.
Okay.
Are you Peter Overton?
Oh,
no. Sound effect went a little bit too early.
Okay, Jason.
Thank you,
Dale. Okay, so we know this person isn't a singer, Jason, and it's not Peter Overton. What's your question?
Okay. Are you in the movies?
No.
No, not in the movies.
Okay.
Peter, Jason, you want to guess?
Oh, geez, that's a hard one. I was going to say Hugh Jackman, but yeah.
I don't reckon Hugh Jackman would be coming in here to do a celebrity Who Am I behind our
curtain. Why not? Why wouldn't he?
I just don't see it somehow.
What, he goes and does dances around on the theatre stage? What's the difference?
Okay, moving on to Bridget. Bridget, ask the mystery celebrity another question.
Are you on TV?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on TV. I'm guessing it's a dude.
It's a dude. Voice, yeah. So he's on TV. Yep.
Bridget, ask another question.
Do you have brown hair?
Yes.
Brown hair on TV.
He has brown hair. He's on TV.
Are you in your 20s?
No.
Okay, sorry, Bridget. Oh,
Bridget, give it a guess.
Luke Jacobs?
No.
Luke Jacobs
doesn't sound
has blonde
like Luke
hair.
Jacobs anyway. Oh. I can tell. Yeah. Okay, Christy, go ahead. Ask the celebrity a question.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Give it a guess who this celebrity is.
Or ask a question.
Oh, yeah, ask a question. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Is he an actor?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, you got a guess now, Christy. That's all you got time for.
Oh, well, I have no idea. It's a hard one.
You'll just guess anyway.
I know who it is.
How?
I think I just realised.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, guys. I really don't know.
Okay, all right. No,
well, you're forfeiting your guess. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Would you like to ask our mystery celebrity a guess?
Is he on Breakfast Radio?
No.
No. I don't reckon it's
that
one.
He just said he was on TV.
Yeah, he's on TV,
sorry,
guys.
I meant to say Breakfast TV.
Oh, you meant
can
Breakfast TV.
Can I ask
TV?
A question? Are you good looking? Oh, that's hard for you to answer.
I could answer that if it was asked to me.
Yeah, are you known for being hot?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know who this is.
How do you know who it is?
Think about brown hair on TV in his 30s, known for being hot.
No, I've got nothing.
You're kidding me. Okay, Wendy, go on, ask a question.
I asked one about the...
Go away, Wendy. Jordan.
Hello.
Now, hi, Jordan.
What's your question to our secret celebrity?
Is he on a reality show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I have a guess?
Yep, yeah, go on.
Is it The Bachelor?
That's what I think. Is it The Bachelor?
Yes.
Yeah! Come on out, Bachelor.
Come out. Oh, hello, handsome. Oh, take a
good
seat.
Good work, Jordan. You've got yourself $1,000 because of that.
Oh, I'm shaking. Is my Monday.
Is there anything you want to ask the Bachelor while he's here?
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me? Yeah.
Well, sight
a few
unseen.
Other girls, I think.
Have you not seen him at work on the TV there? He's got some pretty glamorous ones there, and he's like, nah. Nah,
yeah.
You know,
no
rose for you.
High standard.
No kiss for you. Congratulations, mate. How's it all going? I see a picture of you in the paper out on the town with some chickies.
That was at a Halloween party, and the theme for that was you had to dress what you're afraid of, and you dressed in this slash suit with roses attached all over.
Mine was rose ceremonies, because they're always fairly daunting.
Okay, oh, right. Yeah, the rose ceremony. Yeah.
The Bachelor continues Wednesday, 7:30 on Channel 10. Any closer to finding Miss Rice?
Yeah, well, this week we head to the hometown, so I met all the parents, which was pretty freaky.
God, that's a bit hard. That's hard work, right?
That was having to impress and win over the hearts of all the family, and then knowing at the end of that week you're going to have to say goodbye to one of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's not fun.
Did you get any grief?
Breaking some hearts, aren't you?
Any grief of any of the fathers or anything
that? There was Policeman of the Year in WA. There was a lawyer. There was an ex-army sergeant.
That's pretty confronting. Yeah. Oh, well, Tim, we're going to be watching The Bachelor. It continues Wednesday, doesn't it? On 7:30 yes. On Channel 10.
Can I ask, have you had any, because you've been filming this show for quite a while.
Yep.
Have you had any intercourse at all? not just on the show, but off the show.
It is a PG-rated show.
He's not asking that. During this time of filming, though, have you been intimate with anyone?
It was a long 3 months.
Really?
Yes.
So that's a
with
no.
With nothing?
Yes. Nothing.
With nothing,
nothing
at all?
Nothing.
I don't believe him.
Yeah?
You mean even down for a special massage or anything like that?
No, it was a bit like, we did finish about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was, you know.
Oh, so you've had someone on the workbench since
it was nice
since
to wait for, the wait for the right one.
Yeah, right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Now I'm wondering who it is.
Me too.
I'm going to watch on Wednesday so I can pick who I think you're going to
end up with.
Because I think I know by watching the show, he's definitely got, he's keen for that one.
Yeah.
Obvious? Did you know from the start?
You know, I kept really open the whole time because if I did choose someone 5 weeks out, then it would have, you know, just to drag the other girls through. I just, like, kept open. Didn't pick any favourites. Just each week I had to work out who I needed to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had a feeling, but I had to keep kind of denying it to myself.
Right.
And just staying open till that very last day. And then I could just, you know,
Let it feel what
I was really feeling inside and just go with that. So,
well, Tim, thanks for joining us on Celebrity Who Am I. It didn't take us that long to get there, although a bit longer than I thought.
Great to be here.
Good to see you.
Thanks, man. Bye. Nice
one. Jackie O, podcasting now.
Today FM. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a couple of years since Salt and Pepper have been on the show. The girls are back in the studio and in the country, currently touring nationally. Details on their website, todayfm.com.au. Sydney, Canberra, Gold Coast, Melbourne, all the dates are up there. I'll tell you about it soon.
Good morning, girls.
Oh, good morning.
Good to see you again. We had so much fun when you were in last time.
Yes.
What are your shows? Who turns up to your shows? There's a real mix of people in their 30s and then younger kids as well now.
Yes, we do a skit where we, you know, we actually ask, you know, like 70s in the house,
80s, 90s, 60s in the house. And we're like always surprised. The 60s babies are kind of dropping off. And just
really?
70s, 80s.
Too old to go out, some of them.
They've had it.
I'll tell you, I own a few nightclubs, right? So, and then when I'm at the clubs, and they're playing all the music and all the kids are in, and I'm really the oldest person there, like some weirdo.
Yeah.
And then Salt and Pepper comes on and I think I'm bringing out all the old moves.
Right.
And you see the young ones flood to the dance floor.
It's
like
crazy.
Everyone knows these songs are timeless.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised every single time. There's so many young people in our shows. And like you said, it's just timeless, good, fun music.
Exactly.
I'm proud of them. They keep up on their old school.
Yeah.
I was just 100%. Watching on YouTube with Justin Bieber, and I was like, because he did a rendition of the whole Push It, like it's a whole thing he did with his backstage whole crew and tour and everything in different cities, and they did Push It, and it was like
everybody does Push It.
Ellen, does that feel weird for you guys, like, watching all these
push
people?
It. We go to the movie theater and we see Kate Hudson doing Push It and Bride. What is that movie?
Bridesmaids.
Something like that.
Yeah,
the other one.
Is that true? You didn't know that they were going to, you just happened to watch the movie. They used it and
I was there with my daughter.
And were you like, what? No one else
And me and my daughter looked at each other like, no way. They did Shoop and Push It. They did the whole routine in the middle of the movie.
How does it
and
feel like that
I have to go look at my royalty statement and make sure.
I know.
They didn't.
Are you like, cha-ching, that's me?
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
And what's the weirdest place you've heard the song, any of your songs? Have you ever been somewhere strange where you've thought, oh, okay, this is odd?
Yeah, in a strip club.
In a strip club?
Oh, that suits it, though. What are you doing in a strip club?
I know.
People come up to me.
And they say, I saw you last weekend in a strip club. And I'm like, it wasn't me. Because if it's Peppa, it's Salt and Peppa.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't like what they were wearing, or I saw them in a strip club. It's like wherever you see her,
like you're the one
I don't
person.
Do strip clubs.
No, okay.
Seriously.
Is it true that Push It was only going to be a B-side? You were never going to release that as the main track?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, back then, you know, it was all about hardcore music. And I remember when we had to record that song, we was like, oh boy, we're going to get it now. They're going to really call us sellouts and pop.
This is very crossover.
This is very crossover.
Thank God.
It was the biggest thing ever, right?
Yes.
Do you guys, when you go out to venues, or if you go to a festival or a club, is there always an idiot DJ going, Salt and Pepper's in the house, putting on your music and everything?
Yes.
You think, oh, please.
Oh, please. She performs on the speakers and the table.
Oh, you get up there.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm like, get down.
You two have always been
opposite.
Yeah, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah,
moldy.
To the total extreme.
Last time you girls were here, we played Aussie Head Jobs. In fact, you were the very first celebrities to ever play this game.
I remember.
And you did really well.
I remember when we first told them what it was called, they just about had a heart attack.
I know.
I said, Pep's going to like this game.
Anyway, because you've been bumped off the top spot by Josh Bowman from Revenge Beat You, girls.
Oh, here's the leaderboard there. Turn around there. There's the leaderboard.
So
you can see it there.
So he's first. You're second.
We're still second, though.
Yeah, you're doing
good. 2 years later.
Yeah,
Who's third?
Awesome.
Vanessa Hudgens and Josh Hutcherson are third.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen Stewart.
She was great at it, too, by the way.
Kristen Stewart is fourth. Orlando Bloom is fifth. And Jeremy Renner is last.
Yeah, Jeremy, he did not want to play Aussie Head Jobs. It was already some gay rumors. And floating around, and he was not keen at all.
Not part of it.
He did not want
negative.
To do it.
So we're going to do round two. Stick around, girls. Salt and Pepper try another round of Aussie head jobs?
If you want to check him out on tour at Reesby Workers Club in Sydney, Thursday, November 7th, Canberra Theatre in Canberra. That's the 8th Friday, November. November the 9th in Sydney State Theatre again. Gold Coast, Tuesday, November 12th. And then the 16th in Melbourne. Details are on our website, todayfm.com.au.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Kyle and Jackie O's Aussie head jobs.
My head. And who better to give some Aussie head job fun
than Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
I'm married.
Forget salt.
Doesn't happen in marriage.
Last time you girls were here, you did Aussie head jobs and did very well, but you've been knocked off the top spot.
Oh, no.
Our aim is to get you back up there.
Yes. We're coming for you, Josh.
Yeah, Josh Bowman, star of Revenge, currently the best at this game.
Yes. Mm. So, girls, as you know, we have pictures of Australian celebrities. You won't know who they are. Mm-hmm. Based purely off the photos you see, you have to guess which one applies to the particular headline. Okay. So here we go. Which of these billionaires wants to rebuild the Titanic and make a dinosaur theme park? Is it Clive Palmer, Jeffrey Edelston, or Aussie John Simons?
Based purely off their heads. Edelston looks kind of crazy, so I say Aussie John.
You're going to say Aussie Johnny. Now, are you agreeing? Because you both have to agree on this.
We have to agree on one.
So what was the question? Who is going to rebuild the Titanic? That's a serious
and make a
plan.
dinosaur theme park,
which would be very hard because there are no dinosaurs around.
Okay, I'm going to go with Peppa because she has like some type of telepathy.
I know. So you're locking in Aussie John.
I'm locking in Aussie John.
That's wrong, girls.
Oh, Jeffrey.
No, not Jeffrey.
Clive. Okay, one down.
High five. We're both wrong.
Okay, which one of these prominent Australians has been in jail? Is it Tony Abbott, Alan Jones, or Darren Hinch? Based on the photos you're seeing, which one do you reckon has been in jail?
What were they jailed for?
Can't say.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Alan Jones. He looks like an old G.
Yeah.
An old gangster.
Are we locking
old
in?
Gangster, that's right.
Are we locking in, Alan?
I will go with Saul. Tony looks a little shisty.
It's probably the one that's smiling and looks innocent, actually, Darren Hinch. I think you guys are tricking us because they have menacing looks on their face, so we would probably go for them. But let's say Darren Hinch.
Darren Hinch is...
You are correct.
Let me just say. The first person, Tony Abbott, that you said...
Right, Tony.
He's our Prime Minister.
Yeah.
that's how dumb we are. We should have known that.
He's only just new. The second one, Alan Jones, you reckon look like an old G. He is an AM radio announcer.
Oh, okay.
He looks like one of our New York gangsters.
Yeah.
I'll pass that on to him. He'll love hearing that.
Okay, which one of these three boys is rumored to have a genital piercing? Is it Luke Jacobs, Lincoln Lewis, or Didier Cohen?
Okay, so Didier Cohen is trying to fool us.
Right, because he looked.
Yeah, he looked like he would have a few piercings. Mm.
But that could be the trick.
That's the trick. That
could be the trick.
So it's between Luke and Lincoln. I think Luke Jacobs. What do you think?
You think Luke? It is the obvious.
You're locking Luke?
You want to lock in Luke?
Let's lock in Luke.
Luke is correct.
That's right. Host of the X Factor.
We're coming for you, Josh.
Luke is the host of the X Factor. We've been accusing him for years of having genitalia piercing. He denies it. We've even used a
metal detector.
Which beeped furiously around his genitals. Okay, I've got one, Jackie.
Okay.
Here we go, ladies. Which one of these Aussie stars has had a sex tape leak online? Look at these ladies. First one, Jennifer Hawkins. Brooke Satchel is the second one. Or Kate Ritchie is the third
one. The innocent looking one.
Which one had the sex tape?
Kate Ritchie.
Kate Ritchie is correct. Nice, man. You guys are good.
Josh.
No fooling.
It's a wrap, dude.
Okay, here we go. Which one of these Olympians have been charged with drug offences? Is it Scott Miller, Ian Thorpe, or Nick Darcy?
Nick Darcy looks stressed out.
Ian looks like... Charged with what, though?
Drug offences.
Oh, Scott is the clean boy.
Which one's been on the gear?
Scott might have been on steroids, but anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
You're locking in.
You're going to lock in Scott Miller?
Scott Miller.
It is Scott Miller.
You got it right. Nice work. Man.
We're smarter than we look.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's what I've got another one for you, ladies. Okay. Which one of these Australian actors caused $9,000 damage at a hotel room? Is it?
Oh, so bad boy.
Is it A, Matthew Newton? Is it B, Ernie Dingo? Or is it C, Lockie Hume?
$9,000 of damage.
Yeah, trash the joint.
Trash the
ripped it off lamps out of the wall, smashing TVs, going off.
Ernie, what's his career, Ernie?
Ernie Dingo.
Oh, he's an actor. Okay,
yeah, TV presenter.
Okay. Presenter.
And is he current? Is he doing stuff now?
No.
So he might be a little angry about his career. Maybe
it might have been like frustrated. Long time ago, since he was a bad boy when you're young. He was younger.
No,
thinking?
I think maybe now.
It's not that
leechy.
Give you a hint. It's not that long ago this happened.
Leechy, okay. The last one looks
Lockie.
Like...
Leechy. Yeah. I like Leechy, though. I like Leechy.
Which one are you going to lock in, girls?
What do you think, Lockie?
Matt Newton, Ernie Dingo, or Lockie Hume?
Lockie.
No, you know what? Matthew.
I'm going to lock in Matthew.
You're going to lock in Matthew?
Lock in Matthew.
Wow, that was a quick change at the last minute.
And it is...
Matthew Newton!
Ladies, you are the best so far.
Okay, last one.
That leather jacket almost got me.
Last one. Here we go. Which of these glamorous celebrities was filmed having sex in a public toilet? Is it Lara Bingle?
Gee, our Australian celebrities are out there, aren't they?
You guys are wild.
Candace Falzon or Jacinta Campbell?
In a what?
In a public toilet.
Filmed them with their phone over the cubicle. Having sex in a public toilet.
And that went viral?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we made sure of it.
We made sure of it.
Justin. This is it, girls. It's all on the line.
You think it's Justin? What's his name?
I don't have a clue with this one.
Go through them again. Who are they, Jackie?
Lara Bingle, Candace Falzon, and Jacinta Campbell.
Which one had the sex in the toilet that was filmed on a phone?
Lara Bingle.
Justin.
Okay, I'll go with Jacinta with Pat.
Jacinta. You're going to lock in Jacinta Campbell?
I'm going to lock in Jacinta Campbell.
It's Candace Falzon.
It was Candace Falzon.
Oh, the man.
But I said it before we were done.
Yes, you did.
I said it's Candace.
So what should
it
we do
to
there?
Me at the, you give it to
so
me.
No, I reckon we
I
give it to you.
I changed it at the last second.
Okay, we give it to you. We give you that one. You did change it the last second.
It still doesn't change anything. You're still second on the leaderboard.
Oh, really? He got all of them right?
He got every single one right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he got every one
He got
right?
every single one right.
Josh we're Bowman. Still second.
Yeah.
Well, hey. That's good. Yeah. We didn't drop our position.
No, you didn't.
Good job, Salt.
Salt and Pepper in the country doing their thing. Reesby Workers Club, Sydney on the 7th of November. Canberra Theatre in Canberra on the 8th of November. State Theatre in Sydney again, 9th of November. Jupiter's Casino Gold Coast, 12th of November. And in Melbourne on the 16th of November. Ladies,
good to
love
see
the
you
show.
Girls. Thank you.
You guys are incredible. Thanks for coming on, ladies.
We love you all.
Yeah. Enjoy. You Salt and Pepper. Fun. This morning, touring nationally. Details on our website, todayfm.com.au.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
On the air with Kyle and Jackie O.
Morning, everyone. Okay. Remember this?
I have quite an update for you guys. Yes, if you missed it, we do this thing called Singled Out where people phone in and they say, look, I've got my eye on the guy that makes coffee at the coffee shop. Can you find out if he's single for me?
Yeah, or this cab driver drove me home the other night and I'm in love
with
him.
I like him, but I don't know if he's single. And look, it was a disaster, the whole thing was awful. About a year and we've never had any luck. And it was only about 3 weeks ago that Angelina phoned in and she wanted us to do a Singled Out on a guy at the gym.
Yeah.
Now, I have an update for you. But first, if you missed it, here is a little recap of what happened.
Angelina's rung up. Hello.
I really need your help desperately. There's a guy that I've met that I really like and he trains out at my local gym. And it's one of those things, you know, where you sort of perv at the bloke from afar.
Yep.
I'm sort of too shy to sort of ask him out or anything like that because he's one of those guys where he's just too good looking.
We've got him on the phone.
Ali.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. It's Kyle and Jackie O. I've got a few questions for you.
Yeah.
Are you gay?
No.
Tick.
Okay, good.
Looking good so far, Ali. Are you married?
No.
Good.
Tick.
Excellent.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Have you noticed some hot blonde Angelina Jolie looking bird there at the gym?
I think I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Do you want a bit of that?
I'm definitely interested, but
But what?
Oh, God, here we go.
I just didn't think that someone like that would ever be interested in me.
That's the best.
That's the best line I've ever heard, Ali. That's a penny-dropping line right there. Angelina, meet Ali. Ali, meet Angelina.
Hi, Angelina. How are you?
Ah, so it started there. And when was that? October the 1st.
That's right. Then about 3 weeks ago, they went on their first date. It went really well. She phoned in and said it was great.
He was a gentleman. It was everything she expected.
So they've been in this relationship for 3 weeks. Angelina has an update for us. Something's happened.
Good morning, Angelina.
Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Jackie.
Oh,
hi.
I'm feeling bad now. It's three
Tell
weeks.
Tell Kyle what happened.
Oh, well. Remember you guys had that segment about with Big Brother and about the I love you and, you know, someone says I love you and you don't say it back.
Yes.
Oh, well, that happened to me. He actually rang me and he said to me, listen, I really have to talk to you. It's really serious and I can't tell you anything over the phone. And I thought, oh, no, this is a breakup call. Yep.
Yeah, I would have thought exactly the same thing.
I was thinking, oh, my God. And I said, is everything okay? And I'm thinking, hang on a second. We don't fight. Everything's great. I've met the parents. I've met the kids. And the sex life is great. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So I rang him back and I was like, are you sure everything's okay? Like, is something wrong? And he's like, no. Just get here when you can. I really have to talk to you.
And you know why I hate when things like that happen?
I know, it's the suspense.
They just spit it out, for God's sake.
I know, I rang my girlfriend. I said, I think he's breaking up with me. So anyway, I went there and I saw him and I was like nearly in tears. I just didn't want to see him. And I said to him, is everything okay? What's wrong? He goes, can you sit down? And I went, oh, no.
Yep.
And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, listen, I really have to tell you something. He said, is there anyone else? And I went, no. Why? I said, no. He said, are you sure about that? He said, and I said, yeah, of course there isn't. And he said, well, listen, it's just that I love you. I've fallen in love with you.
And did you say it back?
And I did. I said it back. I looked at him and I went, oh, my God, I love you too. But, like, why? Why couldn't you tell me this on the phone?
Yeah.
Why did you do this to me today? And he said, no. He said, listen. That he really loved me and it wasn't something that he wanted to say over the phone. He wanted to make sure that I felt the same way.
Yeah.
Obviously, facial expressions and that. Anyway, the little surprise is we're actually now engaged.
You're kidding.
Now he asked me to marry you.
That's too soon.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. You're
just so calm. It's 3 weeks in. 3 weeks from our single day.
Okay, when are you getting married?
Engaged.
When are you getting married? Because we're off air on the end of November. Oh, I'd love to get Ms. married here.
Is that too soon? Although it doesn't seem like anything's too soon for you guys.
No, nothing's too soon for us. Well, we're actually looking at having a Islamic ceremony, like in the next few weeks.
An Islamic ceremony?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's Muslim.
Well, so how does this work? Do you have to convert?
No, what actually happens is a sheikh has to do an Islamic ceremony, like a marriage, so that you're married in the eyes of God.
Right.
Yeah.
And so did you just think, did anyone say, God, guys, it's only been three to four weeks. Is this too soon?
No, because you just know. Like, I mean, he's been married and divorced before with three kids, and I've been married and divorced, and you sort of know if something's right and if something's wrong. And
oh, my,
it's just everything's so perfect. You know what
that's
I mean?
So good.
That's
so when's
exciting.
The ceremony going to happen?
Well, we're hoping to do it in the next few weeks, so...
Oh, well, God, we're all over this then, if that's the case.
I know.
I like it. We were just talking the other day. It's always nice to finish the year off with
a
wedding. We were trying to push Matt, trying to get speech impediment Matt, who we asked his fiancée to marry him on the weekend. Your wedding's out,
yeah,
Matt?
We're going to choose Angelina.
Yeah, your wedding's out. Sorry, you're wasting...
So you have to pay for my own wedding now.
You have to pay for your own.
Well, it's just that we brought Angelina and this guy together.
Yeah.
I mean, we feel incredibly proud.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, seriously, you really succeeded. Like, this is just perfect. It's just been beautiful.
I knew the singled out would work one day.
Oh, Jackie, I think you pushed that all the way to the end.
All of them failed. All of them failed. And you came through for me, Angelina.
Well, congratulations, Angelina. That's great. Is he, obviously, he's happy as well, right?
Yeah, he is. He says, you know, he just, yeah.
Well, we've all followed your journey, so we're incredibly pleased for you, Angelina.
I'm impressed. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. So, you guys will...
Unexpected.
You're
going to
have to be busy now, Jackie.
I know.
Do you want to ask Jackie to be the matron of honour?
Oh, no, don't.
Well...
Of course I do. She's the one that organised it. She can stand beside me. Yeah. I went to her her big fat gypsy wedding. It's only right that you two guys come to mine.
Did you really? Were you? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, look, I'll say yes that I'll come, but most likely I probably won't show up on the day.
Yeah, you need to expect
I'm not good at the weddings. I'm not good at it. Angelina, congratulations. Thanks, Angelina. I think that's fantastic news.
Kyle, it would only be right, Kyle, if you actually stood beside me and gave me away.
No way. I'm not committing to that because then I have to be there.
Well, you have to be there.
Look, I'll be there. If it's not me, it'll be the cardboard cutout. But I'll be there.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Hello.
Broadcasting live.
This is
Kyle and Jackie O.
Here they are.
Last calls. Getting them on. 13, 10, 60. That's the number you need to get on air. Everyone that gets in there gets a prize. Pina is on. Hi.
Hey, Pina.
Hi, Kyle and Jackie.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
What's up?
Excited to be on the radio.
Good. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say I was on the Rural Sydney bus tour with you guys on Thursday.
Oh, what a disaster.
Oh, it was not. It was not. We got to meet you guys, and it was just so wonderful.
Oh, sorry.
We had a great time.
It was a bit hard, though, because we had the tour, the thing. We had to speak in the speaker, and then we had to do some quick photos, and then we were gone.
And there was a lot of downtime in between each location where we were okay, what are we going to say here?
You guys pulled it off. You always pull everything off. It's wonderful. And we're going to miss you so much next year.
No, thanks, don't
Pina.
Worry.
Pina, thank you.
Well, maybe tour operator is a good thing. Write that down on the CV. Maybe. Write that down on the CV. Tour operator.
Annalise has called through. Hi, Annalise.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Hey.
So I'm going to Melbourne Cup tomorrow to a function.
Yeah.
Have you done anything for it?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I haven't got anything organised, but lots of friends are having, like, lunches and those sort of things. Apparently the Ivy's having a big do at the Ivy. That sounds nice. A lot of people are going to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything happening here at the station, anyone? Guys, you guys got anything planned for Melbourne Cup tomorrow? Nothing good?
We're just putting on some drinks and some stuff. A barbecue on the roof.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, yeah, that sounds boring.
Did you know that what happened a few years ago was Simon said to me, because you know I made the psychic prediction of who would win the Melbourne Cup.
And you won, remember?
And I did get it right. That. And Simon said to me, oh, okay, well, if you're going to go to the TAB, can you put a bet on for me? I'll put 100 on.
And, I remember this.
I forgot to put his bet on.
Yeah, and then the horse
and
won.
And the horse won, and he was so
Simon
happy.
Won nothing. Jackie forgot.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
it still
that.
Bites. It still hurts, doesn't it, to this day?
Yeah, it does for him. I didn't forget to put my bet on.
I know a lot of people are excited. A lot of people wanted to do the functions and things like that, but I'm not into it. I'm not a gambler.
Yeah, I'm not into it. It's a bit hectic. I'm just going to do something pretty low-key, if I'm honest.
No, Jackie, you'll definitely get into it if we roll out Herpy.
Yeah, see, we've got to bring out Herpy the Hermit Crab and
get
him to... No, we're doing it tomorrow, Melbourne Cup Day.
Oh, right.
Because we've got to get the table done up with all the horses on it and we'll get him to make a prediction as well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember when the crab predicted what we were going to... Like, whether we were going to sign in... Oh, my God, that crab was accurate.
Right. I'm telling
you. The crab didn't move.
The crab did not move when we asked, are we going to stay here at Today FM? It just didn't move.
That's right, did nothing. Just sat there and we were like, oh, this crab's stupid. Crab was right again.
There you go. Okay, well, we are finished for the day. We're going to hand it over to Ellie Mobbs. Ready to go.
Stand by, Ellie. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, download the podcast at the Kyle and Jackie O app or the top fives on there. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you can listen to the top five segments of the day if you don't have Wi-Fi. That's what that means.
But you can get the whole show if you want to.
Yes, you can. The whole show is downloadable.
Kim and Khloe Kardashian, when are they on? This week?
Yep.
Stand by.
Hemsworth, Lisa Vanderpump, the Winklevoss twins, and Big Brother evictees.
The Winklevoss.
Yeah, the Winklevoss twins.
Are they their Facebook people?
The Facebook boys.
Yes. Do they own it?
No, of course. They were duped, remember?
Oh, they're the ones that were duped.
Yeah, they were duped big
they'd
time.
They'd be spewing.
Mm. Oh, I think they made it. They were all right in the end.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
They got some money?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie. I never saw the end.
Didn't you see it?
I didn't see it till the end.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Winklevoss twins did all right.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.